Crossings Show is an Encore presentation.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Border Crossings. Friday is underway, and we've got a great guest coming in on our show today. I grew up as a big fan of hers. In fact, I remember playing her music when I was working in Detroit radio. As a member of 10,000 Maniacs, and then as a solo recording artist, Natalie Merchant has released a number of hits, and now she has a brand new CD called Paradise Is There, the new Tiger Lily Recordings, as she celebrates the 20th anniversary of her favorite album, her first album, Tiger Lily. Stay tuned. Natalie Merchant is our guest today right here on Border Crossings.
Well, it's a drunken meetup in a crude saloon, in a poor rocky mountain town. He's a scoundrel and she's no pearl. Together they are two lovers cruel. Got him balanced on his knee, and he knows exactly what to say. You ain't been born till you get out of town, and honey, you might come with me. You might come with me. If you do, if you do, if you do, and if you do, spare the innocent ones and take you with me, and together we will be drifters free. Got a tangled in his arms, and she's a lusting, trusting fool. There's no man born that can rule me, that I've sworn over stranger. Belong to you. If you do, if you do, if you do, and if you do, sees his love anew in the morning light, so true. spare the innocent ones there? Would you take me with you? You know how.
Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, one of my favorites is here in Washington, D.C. She is on tour right now, and she's promoting a brand new album. It's her first in several years, but I'm sure you'll know the music. We'd like to welcome to D.C. and to the Voice of America, the one and only Natalie Merchant. Welcome to D.C.
Thank you, Larry.
What an honor it is to have you in our studios.
Well, we're very excited to be here, Eric and I.
Eric, welcome too. And congratulations on the new album and the upcoming tour. You've got a tour, and it's going to take you to Europe and all around the world, for that matter. So why a 20th anniversary celebration of the new album?
Well, Tiger Lily came out in 95, and it was the first solo album I'd ever made after I'd been in a band for 12 years, a band called 10,000 Maniacs.
I think I've heard of it.
And it was this pivotal moment for me of, for the first time, being able to speak for myself through my own music. And I decided to produce the record myself, and all these years later, after I've lived with these songs for so long, I just noticed that they changed quite a bit, especially in the last 5 or 6 years. I've done lots of orchestral performing, and so there are 5 of the songs had orchestral arrangements, and I just wanted to go back, revisit the music, and show how it had changed over the years.
Paradise is there. Which is also the name of your documentary. And I was watching the film, and it was very moving. And in the course of the hour or so that the film was going on, you tell the story of all of the songs in great detail on the album. And I know we were talking just a bit before, you know, we started the interview, that this first song you're going to do for us, it has a thread of Americana. A lot of things that are in this country, in the music and folk and Americana, that's inspired you throughout the years. That's how you came to this first song.
Right, it's a song about two lovers who are kind of appropriate for each other, and yet they don't stay together. There's just this moment where they cross paths, and it happens in the Rocky Mountains, and it just has lots of idioms that are truly American. You'll recognize them in the lyrics, and just evocative of the West, which is a mythic, you know, construct in America.
Would you mind doing it for us?
Sure, we can do it.
That would be great. Natalie Merchant here on Border Crossings.
Well, it's a drunken meetup in a crude saloon in a poor Rocky Mountain town. He's a scoundrel and she's no pearl, and together they are two lovers cruel. Got a balanced on his knee, and he knows exactly what to say. You ain't been born till you get out of town, and honey, you might come with me. You might come with me. with me. If you do, if you do, if you do, and if you do, drift us free. Got a tangled in his arms, and she say, lust and trust and belong to you. If you do, if you do, if you do, and if you do, would you spare the innocent ones, and would you take me? You know I wanna wander too. Spare the innocent ones, and won't you take me with you? Can you love the land and love me too? Well, as he grows sober, he sees his love anew. In the morning light, so true. And then he gets on the move. On the move.
Amazing. Lovely. You have a voice from heaven, I'll tell you.
Oh, thank you.
You absolutely gorgeous. You've always had that voice, too. I mean, your voice has not changed in all these years.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Although I know that you've got a little throat thing.
It's gotten deeper.
Deeper?
Yeah. It's deeper. And it's something that I always hoped for when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
There was this kind of throaty, you know, sultriness that I couldn't really attain in my 20s.
And
it's come down, like, you know, I've retained, luckily, the higher register, but now I can do, never knew how much I love you. I can do that now.
And you started at 17 with 10,000 Maniacs.
I did.
In New York. And
in a small town in New York.
Jamestown?
Jamestown,
New York.
Little factory town.
Now, interesting career for somebody who admits to being introverted, admits to being a person who doesn't like to be in the public eye, and you are in the public eye.
You know, I just think there are so many actors and musicians who are born introverts, but the, you know, it actually makes sense because the stage or, you know, a film set can give you this opportunity to freely express emotions that maybe in other normal circumstances, social circumstances, would be really uncomfortable for you.
Mm-hmm. And I know watching you perform on television and video, you have certain moves that are associated with Natalie Merchant and the spinning around and the dancing. And one of the things you did was you used to perform without shoes a long, long time ago, which wasn't fashionable back then. You did it first. Joss Stone and a number of others do it today, but you kind of set a trend and certainly paved the way for a lot of artists. A lot of talented people have come through the same trail as Natalie Merchant. They use you as their inspiration. I've heard interviews where people always cite
you. Oh, really?
Yes. How does that make you feel?
Well, you telling me that makes me feel very good.
Yeah.
Well, because I definitely was influenced by female musicians who came before me.
Mm-hmm. Petula and Clark, is that one of your favorites?
I love Petula Clark. Mm-hmm. My mother was a huge Petula Clark fan, and I think that's where I, between, you know, the Beatles, my parents were very young, so they would collect records as they were coming out, and there was this anticipation about a new record, and then they would go buy it, and then it would be the record in the house for that month, mm-hmm. and my mother would dance around the living room, and we would dance too, and I just, from a young age, really grew to appreciate albums, mm-hmm. like start to finish, not just, you know, one or two songs, but really diving into an album and looking at the packaging and, you know, studying the lyrics and the photographs. And
is this what you always planned to do, was music? I mean, you're working at a health food store. Were you thinking about becoming a singer at that time when you were younger?
No, I didn't think. I love singing, but I was a very practical kid. I thought I'd, you know, want to be an artist but end up being a nurse or something.
Mm-hmm. And so the music has found its way into your life, and you have found your way into many, many, many lives and, in, you know, into many different places. You performed in the White House.
I performed at one of Clinton's inaugural celebrations. Mm-hmm. I never made it to the White House.
Oh, you didn't go to the White House. Well, you were close enough for President Clinton.
I visited the White House, mm-hmm. and I met President Clinton, but I didn't perform.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to know, how has becoming a mother changed how you write songs, how you view your music, how you perform?
I write them in the middle of the night. When everyone's asleep.
When you get a break.
Well, because writing has always required almost a state of self-imposed hypnosis for me, mm-hmm. especially lyric writing. And you need a lot of time and space for that. You can't be answering questions mm-hmm. and, you know, tying shoes and things like that. So I found that I just started working in the middle of the night
mm-hmm.
and just to find that solitude.
You paint as well?
I draw and paint.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It's a private outlet of mm-hmm. creativity.
I remember reading when you had taken a break from music after having your daughter mm-hmm. that you got into art and painting and things. You focus more of your time and attention. Are you still doing that today? Still painting?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do still draw and paint. It's very interesting because I really thought that that would be the direction that I would head artistically when I was younger. And I'm glad that it wasn't, because I have a really hard time parting with my work.
Mm-hmm.
It's different with music. You know, it's more ephemeral and it's mm-hmm. and it's more communal, and you know, I get to share the experience with the musicians on stage and the people in the audience, and you know, you're just living and breathing and like giving music at the moment. And it's different from, you know, spending hours and hours on a painting, and then that I could never sell a painting.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You never know.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm terrible. I won't even give them away.
You get inspiration from a variety of places. One of those places in your film that I was watching were the love of your grandparents. You talk about family love, and you said there's a lot of people writing songs about love of each other.
Romantic.
But not.
Especially fantasy romantic love.
And it's an interesting story about your grandparents, who were married 58 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's probably a more common story in other countries than the United States, because we have such a high rate of divorce now, and other times. I think their generation was the last generation to have those extremely long, decades-long committed marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to witness that.
And so, you know, the new documentary, which deals with the songwriting and where you get your inspiration, you talk about the studio, you want it to feel like home. You mm-hmm. know, you want it to feel like a family and home all the time. This isn't your first documentary.
No, this is the third documentary I've been mm-hmm. involved in.
And the other one of those you directed, domestic, was actually about a specific cause.
Domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a really difficult year when I really immersed myself in the issue of domestic violence. And I decided to focus on domestic violence in my own community, which was really eye-opening. I spent a lot of time with the prosecutors, special victims prosecutors, and advocates and people who ran shelters and victims of domestic violence. I became close with a woman whose aunt had been murdered by her husband. in their home. And she gives a testimonial in the film. And also a woman, this was a really inspiring story, a woman who had been a victim of domestic violence, who then went on to become the statewide coordinator of a coalition against domestic violence. Mm. So she tells her story too, and that's where the hope and redemption is, is that you can, you know, stop the cycle.
You have given your voice to so many different causes. You know, for example, the schools. You've helped out New York schools, New York school children, disability. The song Wonder was inspired by children dealing with disability,
right,
which became a book as well.
Yes, R.J. Palacio wrote a book called Wonder that is, I don't know how many printings it's been in, but it's 3 years on the New York Times bestsellers list for children's books. And it's been read all over the country and all over the world. It's been translated in several languages. And it's inspired this anti-bullying campaign that millions of kids are involved in. And I had a chance to meet her and thank her.
Mm-hmm. It's a great time now because these issues are becoming more discussed. They used to be hidden, not discussed, and now it's become out in the forefront. And so it's a good time, you know, for people like you to have this opportunity to send that message.
Well, tolerance and inclusion are things that were never really discussed in my classroom. You know, being tolerant of other people who, you know, being tolerant of people's differences. Mm. And, you know, accepting people because of, not in spite of, but because of those differences. Finding value in those people. I remember when I was 15 years old, I spent the entire summer volunteering in a day camp for children with disabilities. It was an arts camp. And I really thought that I would be an art therapist because I was so moved by what I saw. The children, we had a lot of autistic children. We had many institutionalized children who were nonverbal. But if you gave them paint or you gave them a guitar, just any kind of instrument, they would just lighten up and they would begin to communicate. There was one boy that they said had never spoken a word in the camp all summer. And at the end of the year, we had such a strong bond that he stood on top of a slide and he called me mama. Because that must have been his word for a woman that he communicated with.
Right,
and he went,
right.
Mama! And wow. Everyone just turned. But we had spent so much time together drawing and painting and dancing. And this bond was between us. But anyway, I remember those kids really well when I wrote Wonder, that the exceptional gifts that those children had and the way that what they gave to me. I ended up, so many people find this experience that they volunteer their time thinking they're going to help. Mm-hmm. And they come out of that experience feeling like they were helped and they grew from it more.
It sounds like to me, listening to you speak, that your success was not really the goal. You were never, it doesn't sound like you sought fame. That's not what you were after.
No, that, to be honest, came as a big surprise. And everything that I was doing aesthetically was kind of a bit unfashionable. You know, there was a post-punk movement going on in the early 80s, and I rediscovered American and British folk music. and so, I remember on the first time the Maniacs made an album for a major label, we recorded Just as the Tide Was A-Flowing, which was an old English folk song. And we worked with Joe Boyd, who had produced Sandy Denny and Fairport Convention and Nick Drake. So we made some, you know, all along, I've sort of just followed my own interests and my own passions and didn't really pay attention to whether they would sell or not. And when Tiger Lily came out, it really shocked the industry because it sold over 5 million copies. Mm-hmm. They didn't know there were 5 million people who might find what I was doing interesting. And
would you say that's your favorite album of all your albums?
I have a lot of affection for that album. And I still play probably half of those songs on a regular basis. But the most, I did a record in 2010, a double album called Leave Your Sleep. I think that's my favorite project.
And in the new Tiger Lily recordings, are there new songs?
Nope.
No new songs.
No, we re-recorded the 11 songs from the original album. I made an original album. When was that? 2014? Was it? Yeah, I made it last year.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got really sick, and we canceled our tour, and it was a, so that album really didn't really get the attention that I wanted to give it.
All right, Natalie Merchant's here. Would you do another song for us?
Sure. We'll do Carnival.
Okay.
Left walk these streets, a virtual stage, it seemed to me. Makeup on their faces, actors took their places next to me. Left walk these streets, in a carnival of sights to see. All the cheap thrill seekers, vendors and dealers, they crowded around me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside myself and my own mind? Hypnotized, mesmerized, what my eyes have seen. I've walked these streets in a spectacle of wealth and poverty. In the diamond market, scarlet welcome carpet, they just rolled out for me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside myself and my own mind? Hypnotized, mesmerized, what my eyes have seen. Have I been wrong? Have I been wise to shut my eyes and play along? Hypnotized, paralyzed, what my eyes have found. By what my eyes have seen, ooh, what they have seen. Have I been blind? Have I been lost? Oh, have I been lost? Have I been wise? Have I been weak? Have I been strong? Have I been hypnotized, mesmerized? What my eyes have found, what my eyes have found. In that great street carnival, in that carnival.
Wow. Outstanding. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful voice. Natalie Merchant. And the album is called Paradise Is There, the new Tiger Lily recordings. And so you have been on the charts for years and, you know, been in the business for a number of years. Do you like the business today compared to when you first started? Or do you not like it? Is it better today than it was or not as good?
I don't really pay so much attention to the business, which is good because business is not good.
Right. It's hard
overall
to sell CDs now.
It's an industry that's in transition. Maybe it's obsolete now. Making records is still a pleasure, and we like making music and we like performing. But definitely that model of make a record, sell a record.
No,
we're seeing the end of that. So it's in transition. And what I like about it, you know, what has been the death of the industry has also breathed new life into it, and that's digital technology and, mm-hmm. and the internet. You can do things independently that you couldn't do before.
For the next album, what's inspiring you these days? What are you writing about?
You know, I'm not doing so much writing these days. What I'm doing is there's a long-term project that I'm involved in of trying to revive an interest in folk music among children. I think arts and education is the direction that I've been heading for a while, mm-hmm. since Leave Your Sleep, and which they were all adaptations of children's poems that are put to music. And I've worked in folk music before, and I've taught folk music to children, and their knowledge generally is abysmal of their own cultural inheritance. So I would like to find a way, and I think the internet, once again, is probably going to be the best way to reach them. And so I'd like to make a large database of folk music sung by children for children, and probably videotape them, because that's the way they like to absorb music anyway, is by watching it mm-hmm. on their phones or their computers or their tablets. But once you're given a song, no matter what the means of reception is, that song is with you forever. It's an amazing gift. And I've watched these children when I've taught them these 300-year-old songs that teach them so much about language and history and, you know, simple melodic structures. And they look so beautiful and they sound so beautiful. When they're angelic when they sing them, and they thank me, you know, so... They really enjoy learning the music. So that's where I'm heading.
Well, you've given the world a lot of jewels, a lot of great songs, and we all thank you for all the great music. And this tour that you're on right now, that begins, I believe, after the new year, mm-hmm. Last tour you got canceled because you said because of health issues. So when, I mean, this is the first tour in a while. You haven't been on a tour for a few years.
No, the way that I've handled touring, because I'm primarily a mother and I want to stay home with my 12-year-old daughter. What I've done for years now is these orchestral shows, the last 6-7 years. And they can be done maybe one or two a month. So I don't have to launch a big production tour, but it really satisfies that desire I have to be out performing. But I just arrive with a couple musicians and a conductor, and we meet the orchestra, and they have our scores, and we get to play this gorgeous concert, and then I get to go home in time to, you know, make lunch and drive to school and help with homework and do all those important things.
And the tour this time around takes you to, I think, Ireland and Belgium and a few other places throughout Europe?
Yeah, we're going to Holland and Germany and Ireland. And we're playing Royal Albert Hall in London, which we're very excited about.
Excellent. Well, the world loves Natalie Merchant. We're glad you're on the road and you're feeling well. And you have a brand new album out, Paradise Is There, the new... Tiger Lily recordings. And the documentary. Where can people see the documentary around the world?
Well, they could either purchase it with the CD, or it's, I think it starts streaming on iTunes next week.
Outstanding. Could you do another song for us?
Oh, yeah.
We're so thrilled to have you in our studios here in D.C.
Thank you.
What an honor.
Oh, yeah. We'll do Wonder.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Doctors have come from distant cities just to see me. Stand over my bed, disbelieving what they're seeing. They say I must be one of the wonders of God's own creation. And as far as they see, they can offer no explanation. Newspapers ask intimate questions. They want confessions. Reach into my head, they try to steal the glory of my story. They say I must be one of the wonders of God's own creation. And as far as they see, they can offer no explanation. Destiny. Laughter, she came to my cradle. No, this child will be able. Laughed at my body, she lifted. No, this child will be gifted with love and with patience and with faith. She'll make her. She'll make a way. People see me, I'm a challenge to your balance, and I'm over your head. How I confound you and astound you to know that I must be one of the wonders of God's own creation. And as far as you see, you can offer me no explanation. Ooh, I believe. Faith smiles at and destiny. That she came to my cradle. No, this child will be able. Laughed as my body she lifted. No, this child will be gifted. Laughed as she came to my mother. No, this child will not suffer. With love and with patience and with faith. She'll make her way. She'll make her way. This child is gonna make her way.
Merchant, live here on The Voice of America, and Wonder, one of the world's favorite songs. Your voice has touched so many people in so many places, and we thank you for the music. We thank you for the new CD. We're very happy and excited, as I'm sure you are, too.
Well, we appreciate being here, Larry. Thank you so much for having us.
To celebrate 20 years of Tiger Lily, which a lot of people still have this CD, play it all the time, I'm sure.
I've been really moved by the things that people have told me about this record. It seemed to have touched on a lot of core emotions that seem to be present in people's lives for decades, you know, for the long haul. And the record seems to have this longevity, and it stays relevant.
It does, absolutely, as does your music.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Natalie Merchant, for coming in and joining us. What an interesting and entertaining woman Natalie Merchant is. I really enjoy hearing her music. Her songs are so heartfelt, and the lyrics have so much meaning. And the album is called Paradise Is There, the new Tiger Lily recordings, celebrating the 20th anniversary of her album Tiger Lily. Thank you, Natalie Merchant, for coming on the show and joining us today here on Border Crossings. All right, back to requests now. Lockie Degafi wrote in and says, I'm listening to you on Shagger FM in Ethiopia, and I want to hear Heal the World. It's Michael Jackson on Border Crossings.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are live for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you. Love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joy, forgiving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel, there are dreams. We stop existing and start living.
With Larry London.
Hey, yo, Jace.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say something to her. Holla at her.
I
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans? You know what to do with that big fat butt. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of. Patty cake with no hands. Got me in this club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I can make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa, I can't stand it. Cause you know what to do with that big fat butt. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of. Cadillac, Cadillac, pop that trunk. Let's take a shot, alley-oop that dunk. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Whoa, I can't stand it. Big fat butt. Oh, yeah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Shake it, shake it, girl.
Just a little bit of.
Shake what your mama gave you, misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do, taste my raindrops, cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply trade it. Then I take it out, take it off, eat it, ate it. Love it, hate it, overstated, underrated. Everywhere I been, can you wiggle, wiggle for the D-O-double-G again?
Come on, baby. Big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle,
wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle.
Shake it, girl.
Just a little bit.
Wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle,
wiggle, wiggle.
Now make it clap.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Now make it clap.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Make it clap.
Just a little
bit. Now make it clap,
clap, clap.
Damn, baby, you got a bright future behind you.
And that is music from Jason Derulo with Wiggle. And Jason Derulo's got a new album that's out right now called Everything Is Four. The request is from Abel Mulugeta on Border Crossings. I want to thank everyone for being patient this week. I've been on vacation. These programs are pre-recorded for broadcast today, which means that any requests that were sent over this last week will have to wait until next week. So thank you so much for your patience and for your understanding. And if you're wondering why you haven't heard your request yet, it's only because yours truly took a vacation, and we'll be playing them next week. All right, coming up, we've got one more request, and this is from Lainey Cassis in Zambia. And the song is called I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's Whitney Houston right here on Border Crossings.
My blues away. I'm gonna wind up.
Border Crossings, dancing it up with the late, great Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody. I want to dance with Lainey Cassis in Zambia, and I want to dance with Christina Krisiak, who is working in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. Thank you to Felicia, our producer-director, for putting the show together today. It's been a busy week on Border Crossings, and I look forward to coming back with you Monday after the long weekend, and we get to play requests and dedications again in Studio 4. Have a nice weekend. Take care. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London on the VOA1 Music Network.